Hello and welcome back to the Bibling and Babbling podcast. My name is Luke and I am joined today by Connor. Connor, how are you doing, man? How's the last month been?
Yeah, dude, it's good to be back. I feel like the last month has been crazy, which just kind of represents or is represented by the fact that we have not done a podcast for a little while. And
It's been
so,
a minute.
yeah, we had the night planned that we were gonna do it last, and then I whisked you away to Vancouver to come help me do a pickup of a bunch of tech gear in the Lower Mainland, and that put this episode on hold a little bit, but we're back. It's good to be back, coming through a busy season for sure. The college and everything, we just wrapped up our school year, and so our students graduated this past weekend, which just always carries so many different events and so many different emotions. And so coming through all of that, and here we are now. So they just all left yesterday. Today's been the cleanup, and yeah, it's on to kind of the next few chapters of life here over the next bit too. So lots changing, lots happening, so many good things, even in the hard things, just seeing God at work. So how have you been?
Yeah, pretty good. Like you said, like it's busy. We were gonna even try and record while we were driving, and I just ended up having a busy week with things going on, so didn't have any time to prepare. But yeah, glad we're able to make time, and now that some of that busyness is gone, we might be able to do it a little bit more regularly maybe. But yeah. Life is good. God is good. And I think a big thing when I, having left like college and starting, I'm not gonna say like real life, but just kind of like the rest of life, like after school and stuff like that, it does have that days feel a lot less kind of momentous, like day in and day out, because it's just everything maybe takes longer than a condensed school year where you're packed into learning a lot really quickly. So everything just takes a little bit more time and learning stuff and working through stuff and all that kind of thing. But it's all good, and it's actually kind of nice to have a little more time, not feel like you're packed in to just 8 months of school. So.
Yeah, and I think it is a more normal reflection of what life kind of looks like. I think we try and tell the students that at the college often, and even when we were there, I think we got told it often, right? Like this analogy of Bible college being a greenhouse, and you're there in that greenhouse, you're growing, like flourishing through the season that you have there. But it is really only for a season before you go out and you get planted. And just that analogy too, that it's like a plant can actually only get so big in the greenhouse before it's kind of like maxed out on what that initial growth can be. And then it needs to go get planted out in a field, in a garden, to actually keep growing. But it's that, yeah, concentrated fast growth that happens. But then it's like the longer standing, extended period of growth that it takes to actually like get bigger, to bear fruit, all of those things. So I think it's ends up being a pretty fitting analogy. But yeah, I hear you in that sense. It's like the days are sometimes just like, oh, like what actually happened today?
Yeah, for sure. So I think you have a bit of some big news for us. What's been the big news in the last month for you?
Yeah, you asked the question, yet you know the answer well.
I
But
do.
those who don't know, I just recently got engaged. I guess, man, when was that now? I feel like my,
April 9th?
yeah, it was April 9th, and so I don't even know what day, the
2 weeks
20,
ago.
23rd. So yeah,
2 weeks ago exactly.
to the day, there it is. It like, again, just kind of feels like this past stretch has been such a whirlwind that it's like whoa, that happened, and whoa, so many things have happened in between. And whoa, wedding planning has begun, and that takes a lot of work and a lot of effort that I feel like I don't even understand the half of yet. But yeah, got engaged to Melissa Cochran. She has been working at Miller for the past number of years, and we met kind of through my time at the school and have gotten to know each other as we've both been staff more. And yeah, are super excited just for figuring out life together, jumping into a marriage relationship, and are only taking 4 months in between the engagement and wedding, so not a ton of time, but we're pretty sure it's enough time to plan a party, so
Well, you both love the party, so, and you both are good at planning parties, so I can imagine it'll be quite an event and a fun day to be a part of.
yeah, I think it'll be all right. I think we have so many people around us as well who are also great at planning parties and also just yeah, understand kind of what we want, and they just love us really well and stuff too. And so we're pretty stoked to just be surrounded by a bunch of our friends on that day, by our families, and get them together as well. And yeah, I think it's gonna be a pretty incredible day. But it's like that, I don't know, tension of you're excited for that day that comes, and you're also like kind of like in the waiting, and you don't just want to like wish for the waiting to be over totally. But it's like so much looking forward and so much being like, oh, this is on the horizon, and you kind of just like want that day to get there. So we'll
I
figure it
feel
out.
like that's a I mean, a lot of what you just said, like thinking about the people that are around you, just I'm thinking about like the privilege that it is to be a part of the body of Christ in the church and having that community. I know it was super helpful and encouraging when Mayanna and I were engaged and planning a wedding and even still as we've started marriage. And all, everything that that entails and then like what you're saying about trying to look forward to that day but also be present in today, it just made me think of Christ coming again
Totally.
and how we're looking forward to his return. Some days it's a lot more than others, but also to be very present and proactive and in our day-to-day lives and how we interact with non-believers and each other. And yeah, it's sweet that we get to have like Christ's example with his relationship with the church and how he cares for us and sacrificed himself for us in having that as an example and a template for as husbands in marriage and how to navigate marriage and that kind of thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we had friends of ours who kind of shared a bit of that like with us last week, I guess. So like really just a week into our engagement, and just kind of expressing the fact that the engaged couple, like they kind of get to be like a really cool metaphor for Christ's return, exactly what you're saying, where it's like, okay, that future day is coming, but you're in the waiting. There's like still responsibility, and there's still things that you're supposed to do in the waiting, but you're kind of in that waiting, looking ahead to something else, something greater. And they kind of shared with us that, you know, like the engagement period, the engagement itself, even, it's only good because you know there's a wedding day to look forward to. If we were just getting engaged and it was like, oh, there's actually nothing that's ahead. We're just like in this in eternal engagement period. Like it would actually kind of suck. Like it would be totally void of the purpose. But the fact that we have that day to look forward to is kind of what brings purpose to what we're doing now. And so I think that was a really helpful thing to hear. A different perspective, I feel like, than I've heard on even just like engagement before. But it really brought a lot of clarity, and is a good challenge. But yeah, that's what we live in as believers, is just that in between you know, the already but not yet kingdom of God, where we know that one day Christ will return, will build his kingdom here on earth, and yeah, we'll be reunited fully with the church. So it's a pretty cool thing to think about.
Yeah.
And this season definitely has me thinking on it more.
What has it been like for you just kind of thinking through becoming a husband and what that looks like, and yeah, what's been that over the last couple of weeks for you?
Yeah, I feel like you know, we're gonna do premarital counseling as a couple and stuff like that. And so I think there's a lot of those thought processes to come. I don't know if I've necessarily like spent a ton of time thinking about it now. Probably the biggest thing that's stood out to me, even just like through the dating process and even leading up to engagement, but definitely thinking about since the engagement, is just like just recognizing like how really just how selfish like I can be. And how much of my life I just like to live on my own terms. And I think the biggest area that having this relationship has challenged me is just thinking about what it looks like to be like self-sacrificial for the sake of the other person. And it's just like, oh, I really like, you know, scheduling my own day. I really like running things according to my own timetable. I really like just, you know, doing the things that I want to do when I want to do them. And as soon as you have that other person that you're thinking about, every yes that you're saying means that there's an effect that it has on them as well. And so that plays out like in ministry, that plays out in spending time with friends, that plays out in you know, scheduling trips, and that plays out in just like all of life. It's just suddenly your decisions really start to impact someone else more than they ever have. And you know, we're both we've both had a few years since high school and things like that too, so we're not quite at that, you know, young 20-year-old getting married stage.
Just a few.
Yeah. I mean, one of us more than the other, and I don't need to expose who that is, but I've potentially had less, so but you know, so something happens there too where we've actually had years of those patterns kind of being instilled. And we both have our own spaces, like we both rent our own houses, and so, you know, even just there's a rhythm that we've both had on our own of how we use those spaces and how we host and all of those things that is really gonna probably have to change to some degree. But that we're also really excited to kind of figure out, okay, like this is how you've been doing things and this is how I've been doing things, and now like how do we want to do some of those things together. So
Oh, that's really cool. I think that's something, like when I reflect on my marriage, I've only been married 9 months, so I don't have a lot of experience, but
you told me it was 9.5.
It's true. It's about 9.5.
Which rounds to 10.
Well,
which rounds to a year probably.
What? Now you're just leaping. But yeah, just the how fortunate, you know, I feel in getting married at the ages that we did. A lot of our habits haven't maybe been quite as instilled or in our own minds, or like we're not as we were able to meet in the middle very quickly on a lot of things, and honestly just didn't even actually have that many life rhythms established, because both of us were still really trying to figure a lot of that out.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I do feel very fortunate and thankful that we've been able to establish a lot of things, and are honestly still learning how to do that.
Yeah.
How to do that even on our own. But it is so much fun to learn to walk with another person in day-to-day life, and It's a privilege to kind of have not just be able to make decisions, just like, oh, I'm gonna go do this and not have it affect someone. It's like, oh, does this person actually want to do what I want to do? Or do I maybe have to be like, oh, I'm not gonna go do this thing because you need a night at home, or we're gonna go do this because we need to get out of the house, or whatever it is, to be able to care for each other in that way. It is really, really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Can you think back to like, even like a year ago, not being married, but knowing that that's coming? Like, can you kind of think back to maybe some of the things that you were thinking about or like wondering about? And then I don't know how your perspective has maybe grown or changed on them.
Yeah, I think I really wanted to understand, learn, and grow in like the weightiness of just loving someone, not because my feelings say I do, but because I have like committed myself to loving them. Because the reality is, like, I know there'll be times in our marriage where those feelings aren't as bubbly and young and exciting and maybe as easy to come by as different challenges come up. And yeah, as both of us, we are going to continue to change as people as we get older and do different, have different life experiences with work or whatever it is we're doing. But to just be able to look at my wife and be like, I love her no matter what. This is the priority of my life, is to care for her and to be available for her regardless of the circumstances around. And yeah, so that was something I thought a lot about beforehand, and to actually see that kind of grow into marriage and through these last 9 months of being like, oh, I actually just want to choose her above everything else because I do love her, and I want her to know that and feel the care that I have for her. So, and I think it helps with that understanding of, how Christ loves us and that sacrifice that he made for us on the cross. And like we were looking at the Ephesians 5 passage about wives and husbands beforehand, and how husbands are supposed to love our wives like Christ loves the church and gave himself up for her as a sacrifice for her, and what that looks like in my day-to-day, and how much selfishness and pride I have in my own heart to not want to do that a lot of the times and be stuck in my own like desires to do my own thing or whatever it might be, but to be like, oh no, I need to give this up for the sake of my bride, kind of thing. So
Totally, totally. And
yeah.
I think it's so interesting, like, yeah, this passage, Ephesians 5, like, verse 28 says, like, in the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. And then you were kind of pointing it out in verse 29, like, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. And just that idea that it's just like, oh, like, you're coming into that union, like, with another person where you're caring for them, but it's like that union's like making like you one flesh, right? Like the two shall become one flesh. And so it's like, oh yeah, like we of course we don't like hate our own flesh, like of course we want to take care of ourselves and
I mean,
stuff
we're
like that.
naturally selfish in our
Totally.
nature.
And so then it becomes like this piece where it's like, oh well, now you are one flesh, like with the person you've decided to marry. And so as you like love them, like you're both like kind of working towards like the common interests of the other person. And there's like this, it makes it seem very natural, like how it talks about this in its in the passage and stuff, where it's just like, oh, there should be just this thing that's happening, where you are carrying out a like love even for yourself for that person, and because you're desiring to see them grow, you're gonna choose them like each and every day. And so I don't know, I feel like there's like that tension of like how unnatural it feels like right now looking at it from this side, but then just how normal and honestly like kind of like straightforward this passage makes it seem, which I know there is a lot of nuance. I'm sure that's in that, but it is just cool how clear it is like what our role as husbands is to be.
Yeah, and again, like we ha yeah, we have the privilege of being surrounded by so many amazing couples that model marriage in different ways, but also all in the same way of being pointed towards Christ and yeah, it's fun to be able to see how that actually can play out differently for different people.
Yeah.
And you know, how they work together in things and personality types and all that stuff. There's not really a very simplistic guidebook necessarily to it, but just kind of these baselines of this is how you should be and what that looks like for
Totally.
each couple is different.
Yes, and I think I've had to like definitely like wrestle down at times like the thinking, well, like both the comparison piece as you're like looking at other couples living, and also just like recognizing, you know, we do have so many sweet models around us, but a lot of the couples we know, you know, are in their like 10th, like 15th, 20th, like my parents are like close to 30 now, like years of marriage, and so it's just kind of like, oh yeah, like to see what they have now, but to understand like that they really worked for that too. And so I think, you know, I can get caught up sometimes being like, oh, like shouldn't we just sort of be at this point already in our relationship? Like shouldn't we know each other better than this? Shouldn't we like have this stuff kind of like figured out? But to be able to step back and be like, oh, like, you know, I hear my dad talk about it often that he's still like learning new things about my mom, or he's still surprised by the things that she does, and steps into and stuff like that. And so to re remember as well that it's like, oh, like this is like you're playing the long game once you step into marriage, right? And so it's not this like, oh, overnight we're gonna have each other figured out and we're gonna, you know, just move forward with no surprises. But I think getting to hear from people that that's like ends up being an exciting part of marriage, it's something that they look forward to about marriage, yeah, it keeps me from getting too overwhelmed by it too.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to that day in, day out stuff we were talking about at the start too, where it's that longevity, faithfulness over the long run, where we're not in a rush to try and get anything quickly. It's just doing it day in, day out faithfully.
And crazy that it's like, oh man, this is gonna be the person, whether they already do or don't, like they're gonna be the person who knows you just like the best of anybody in the world. And you're gonna know them more than you know any other person anywhere in the world. Like, I don't know, just that closeness, that friendship, that just level of being known, I think is such a, I don't know, so exciting. Like it's just fun to think about that. It's just like, oh, this is my person. Like this is the person I'm gonna know best. This is the person who's gonna know me best. And there's no other relationship. Like even the closest friendship just doesn't really quite compare to that union.
Yeah, a big part of like that kind of thought that I've just loved. And when people ask me like, how is marriage and how like, yeah, how is it for you guys? It's just like, man, it is so nice at the end of every day and at the start of every day to have this person. You know, I get up pretty early for work and leave pretty early, but she gets up in the morning and makes me a coffee and sees me out the door every morning, even if she doesn't work till later in the day. And then at the end of the day, where we go to bed and get to have a little daily debrief kind of time together. And I think that is like such an encouraging thing, and just so helpful in the own mind to not overthink things too much, where you can process the day at the end of every day with someone.
Yeah.
Is it's yeah, it's pretty special.
No, that's amazing.
So what does I mean, it's been only 2 weeks, so you haven't had a ton of time to do much planning and with all your busyness and stuff, but what does your day kind of look like so far?
The wedding day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did spend a little bit of time discussing wedding plans before we even made it necessarily to that point of engagement. I think it was just kind of one of those things. It's like, oh, you're excited for it, so you kind of just start throwing out ideas, and eventually you're like, oh, well, we're talking about a lot here before we've even put a ring on it necessarily. But
What took you so long then?
yeah, I was just waiting for my wingman to set up the blanket,
Whoa, whoa,
dude.
whoa, whoa, whoa. I was there on time.
You did great. Luke was very involved in the engagement process. Set up a nice little spot along the shores of the Shuswap, and met us there with a bunch of our friends at our favorite coffee shop afterwards. And so, yeah, you crushed it.
I was grateful to return the favor
Yeah, it's true.
because Connor did the same for me, but he had to walk very far in the dark and cold. So I was very, very happy to be able to return that favor. And
You carried like a cedar log though
you
for
also
like
you
a
carried
couple
the same one.
kilometers. Yeah,
So,
that's true. That's true.
but needless to say, we're very grateful to be a part of each other's engagement. So
Shout out to that cedar log that made an appearance at both of
facts.
them.
Facts.
So yeah, anyways, so we had discussed a little bit of it, so I feel like even though only 2 weeks in, we've gone like a few details, big picture wise, nailed down. We kind of like came to the point where we're like, we basically have to decide if we want a big wedding, that we're gonna do a lot simpler, so that we can have a lot of people there, or are we gonna do like a small wedding that we can kind of do up a little fancier, as far as like nicer meal, maybe like nicer venue, I don't know, whatever. Although I feel like we've kind of lucked out as far as venues go, but so we were kind of making those decisions and stuff, and basically quickly came to the conclusion that we would way rather just have the day to be with as many of our people as possible, and to, have our families out there, have a lot of our friends, a lot of our church community, and just kind of be able to hang out with people more. It's kind of interesting once you start thinking about a wedding day, because it's like, man, this is the only time, probably, maybe your funeral, but a lot of those people will probably be gone too at that point. But it's like the only time you're gonna really just get to like just celebrate with everybody, like,
Yeah.
and have all of these people coming, for the purpose of seeing you. So yeah, it's just kind of like, thinking big picture, we quickly landed on that we would rather just have as many of our friends able to come. Changes a little bit what we're able to do, and so like the plan is that we're gonna do like more of a dessert reception rather than a full on like dinner. And so we're with that we're gonna shoot for like a later ceremony in the day, break over supper, and then do kind of that dessert reception afterwards, and just have all of our friends and family out at the Bible camp, just kind of in the backfield, and basically just be able to spend time with everybody, probably scoop a lot of ice cream at some point in the night to sort of be able to talk with as many people as possible. And yeah, then we'll kind of go from there. So that's the rough plan right now. We have started like the process of building a guest list now that we've got a date figured out and venues figured out and all that stuff. And then we'll kind of go from there. So the spreadsheets are all being built, which is my wheelhouse. So
Oh yeah, big spreadsheet
a
boy.
lot of fun, a lot of fun. The budgets, the guest list, the all the pieces. So
I think that was one of my favorite parts about our wedding.
is building spreadsheets.
No, is all the people. I don't think we had a single spreadsheet, to be honest.
Dude, what?
I'm not a big spreadsheet guy.
How'd you
I
make it
just,
without a spreadsheet?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't actually do the whole work
Ah,
in
there
the
we go.
planning department. But getting to have like everyone together, seeing all the people that we love and that love us so much, from so many different walks of life, just all come together for a celebration. It was cool to be the cause of celebration too, in that where it's like they all want to support us
Yeah.
in our joining together and see like how many people like support our joining together is really, really cool.
Totally.
So yeah, it's 10 out of 10 would recommend getting married. That's, I've been saying that for the last 9 months, I feel like.
Nice, yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of all I have. I'm glad to be able to share this news with you and like with listeners. I'm so excited for you guys and to see you guys step into marriage and learn and enjoy the joy of marriage.
Yeah, well, it's been fun. I know even like I guess it was over Christmas that we road tripped with you and my Anna, and just like kind of got to ask you guys so many questions. And I think it's been fun as well. Like, you know, we are like a little bit older and stuff, but to look at other people around us who maybe are even younger but are already kind of living this married life and you know, gaining experience in that sense, like it's honestly so fun just to get your guys's wisdom and hear about the things you guys are figuring out too. And even like for us, we're just like, oh yeah, like we're fully learning from you guys and just getting to yeah, just experience so much joy from seeing you guys grow in your relationship with each other. And it's also been fun for us. So kind of excited to enter into the game with you and get to continue to challenge and encourage and support one another through that. So it's exciting times for sure. And it's going to be a great summer.
Amen to that. Thank you for listening to this episode. A little bit of a shorter one today, and hopefully we'll be back sooner rather than later
Yeah.
to talk about something else. If you have any thoughts, our email is in our description, so email us your thoughts on what we should talk about, what you'd want to hear us talk about and dive into more, and we'd love to do that. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.